Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. Despite Israel facing war on seven fronts and multiple airlines cancelling flights to Israel, about 400 Christians from 54 nations arrived in the Holy Land last week to attend the annual week-long Biblical Feast of Tabernacles gathering hosted by the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. About 35 of the pilgrims were South Africans, who made up the second biggest national group at the gathering, after a group of about 50 from Germany, said Vivian Mayberg, National Director of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem's South African branch. South African evangelist and intercessor Suzette Hutting was the speaker at the opening night at Kfar Hanokdim in the desert, she told Gateway News in a phone interview from Jerusalem. So, South Africa has been very prominent, which has been really wonderful, she said. The ICEJ has been hosting Feast of Tabernacles, known in Israel as Sukkot, gatherings in Israel since 1980. This year's group of about 400 pilgrims is small compared with the 3,000 to 4,000 visitors that have been typical in recent years. But it is nevertheless the largest solidarity mission to Israel since war broke out after Hamas terrorists invaded Israel on the 7th of October 2023, she said. Until the attack, Israel had been enjoying a record tourism year, but from the 8th of October, people started cancelling their trips. Our tour guide said the last time he guided a tour group was when he guided us last year. And Christchurch Guest House, where we are staying presently, say we are the first group there since the 7th of October, said Mayberg. We continue to meet people on the streets who thank us and are just so grateful. They just burst into tears when we say that we are Christians from South Africa here to bless them. She said that in her opening night message, Suzette Hutting spoke of Gideon's remnant army, and said God sometimes uses a smaller group to be in a certain place at a certain time. So it's actually a most significant time to be here when many Israeli people are turning towards God. Christians who are coming here to show them love at a time when nobody else is coming are playing their part in softening their hearts, and we see people are more open than ever to be comforted by us, she said. Sukkot is meant to be a time of celebration in Israel, but after a year of war, and with hostages still held by Hamas and the ongoing loss of soldiers, it is a bittersweet time for Israelis this year. But they choose to rejoice, said Mayberg. She said some of the highlights of their time in Israel have included a solidarity visit to southern Israel communities ravaged during the October 7th attack, the roll call of the nations at the Tower of David, and the colorful Jerusalem march through Sachar Park in central Jerusalem, concluding with a time of prayer for the nation and people of Israel in front of the Knesset menorah. The South African group also held a meaningful time of prayer for Israel and for South Africa at the Sukkot Hallel House of Prayer in Jerusalem. In a video message of welcome to the visiting Christian pilgrims, Israeli President Isaac Herzog said, "In this time of so much grief, your gathering here says clearly and loudly there is an answer to hatred, there is an answer to brutality, there is an answer to evil. Like so many Christian communities throughout the world, you have stood with the Jewish people in our hour of darkness." In other news, a Christian in Somalia has refused to denounce Jesus, even after being violently attacked three times by Islamic relatives for his faith, Morning Star News reports. A former Muslim who accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, Muhammad Abdul, had been praying and worshipping in his home on the 5th of October when four relatives arrived and interrogated him before hitting him with a blunt object, fracturing his hand and inflicting cuts to his face. "You can beat me up more if you want, but I can tell you that Jesus has saved me. Whether I die or not, I live to serve him," Abdul told his relatives. He had previously survived two attacks by his relatives, who have also attacked his wife, breaking her ankle, and have beaten his children. You can read these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za on Facebook at Gateway News page or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.